the NFL suffers worst Super Bowl ratings in a decade. By Dylan Gwynn on February 4, 2019. The NFL saw a modest rebound in their regular season television ratings this year. However, that trend did not continue in the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl 53 matchup between the Rams and the Patriots drew a 44.9 overnight rating on CBS, making it the lowest-rated Super Bowl in the history of the game. Not only were the Super Bowl 53 ratings, by far, the worst in NFL history. The poor numbers reflect a downward trend in the big game's television numbers that stretches back to 2015. According to Deadline, shown on CBS for the first time since 2016 and with ad spots going for around $5 million each, the Rams lost scored a 44.968 in metered market results. To put that in the starkest light of day, that's a dip of just over 5.2% from the big NFL battle of February 4, 2018 on NBC in the first round of ratings. On a larger playing field, that metered market result for yesterday's game is the worst the Super Bowl has done in the early numbers since the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Arizona Cardinals on February 1, 2009. A very tight and seamlessly flowing offering from the network, yesterday's Super Bowl is also down a bit over 8% from the metered markets of the last time CBS had the game 3 years ago. On Sunday, 57.4% of homes in Boston were tuned in to watch the Patriots play in their ninth Super Bowl in 17 years. In Los Angeles, just 44.6% of homes watched the game. The Rams moved back to LA in 2016. Especially concerning for the NFL, is that the two teams in the Super Bowl represented major markets in Los Angeles and Boston. Specifically, the fact that the game couldn't draw 50% of households in Los Angeles. If the NFL can't reverse their bad ratings trend with two top 10 markets included, the league will have to seriously consider major changes. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.